grandmother just died too. The year, I believe the very same year that me and Alice married, may have been the year before. And so did her grandmother. That's right along in them, you know, just a few, not too many months apart.
Is that the one then that used to come, that I hear mom talking about, used to come to the grandpa's house, have some time for business? Then the one you were talking about yesterday, they say granny's coming, and she liked milk, to buttermilk to drink.
That's right. She's the one. She had cancer in the right eye, I think it was. It eased out pretty well. She died. And she had that cancer long back, as I remember, and that was back on Billy's Island when she went back in there to my daddy's home. I believe 76, I believe, was her lifespan.
So then, when Grandpa moved out of Minnesota, he got tired of the job he was doing and decided to leave. They're
going
out of work to do.
He filed souls for the Heavenly Cypress Company. Some, and he just saw the work was coming to a close. You see, and he had this large bunch of children himself. So he was just going to the farm. I think that's all of it that I know of.
So then he took you to that farm at Hobo.
That's right. Some of the time didn't grow tobacco. He grew more tobacco later. Of course, I worked in tobacco. Know in different ways with other people, helping to grow it and to gather it. I wasn't into the curing part of it too much. I might occasionally be set up with a barn, some, you know, fire and some for some reason or other, but I didn't get into the curing part of tobacco. We often had to help to unload the barn before we would gather the tobacco from the field. It's like when we're going to fill a barn with tobacco. You see, they would have cured tobacco in the barn, trying to get it in order enough so it could be took out of the barn in order to fill the barn back from the field.
But what'd they do about?
Sometimes it'd be left there, in many, many cases, would to try to let it get enough of moisture, what they called it, was to get in order enough, you know, that it wouldn't break up so awful bad. It'd be so awful dry, you know.